Yavamis Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel Klal Amru B'Yavama Kol Shi Isser Erva. So the klal that they said by Yavamis is anyone that it's an Isser Erva, whether it's the Tsara or all the more so the Erva herself, like Chalitzas V'lo Misyabemes, you do not do Chalitza or Yibum. And the Rav says that not just these, but also an Ilanus, a woman that's not able to give birth, or if the brother that died, whether he was a Saras and Androgynous who couldn't have children, also no Chalitza, no Yibum. Whether her, whether it's a tzara associated to her, because the Torah says uben ein lo. So when it says uben ein lo, it has to be somebody, the one that died or her husband, had to be fitting to have children. But somebody that was once fitting, and then they're no longer. Let's say they're old or they became infertile. In that case, there's still a mitzvah of chalitza and yibum as well. Mishnah continues: Isura iser mitzvah v'iser kedusha. But what happens if not that there's an Isser Erva to the Yavama that can't do Yibum, where in that case he doesn't do Yibum or Chalitza, but rather the Isser is a different type of Isser, like it's an Isser Mitzvah. We're going to see in the next Mishnah what that means. The Isser Kiddusha, also, we're going to see in the next Mishnah. Choletzas v'lo misyabemes. Only Chalitza is done, not Yibum. Achosa shehi yivimta, which is the sister of an Erva, shehi yivimta, that she's also a yivimta, that he has to do Yibum on her as well. Chaylatzas o misyabemes. So he can do Chalitza or Yibum to her. So what's the case? So first, it's important to know that let's say two brothers marry two sisters. And there's also a third brother that's around. These two brothers die. So now the third brother, one would think that he can pick and choose which girl he wants to do Yibum to. He can't do Yibum to both, obviously, because they're sisters. He can't marry both. But really, midrabanan, since he's zakuk to Yibum to both of them, there's almost like a shtickle connection he has to both of them, almost like he's sort of married to both of them. So he's connected to both of them. So he can't do Yibum on either of them. Because if he wants to do Yibum on one, he's zakuk to that person's sister that he wants to do Yibum to. And if he's zakuk to them, it almost looks like a man's marrying two sisters. In this case, it's called achos zukukasar, and that's asar. However, the case in our Mishnah is that there's an erva, that it's usr, that one of these sisters is usr to him because of arayas, separately. In other words, let's say the third brother, Levi, had a daughter-in-law, and her name is Yocheved. Let's say Levi's son dies, Yocheved then and goes and marries now Levi's brother. Let's call him Shimon. And Yocheved's sister, let's call her Chana, marries Levi's other brother, Reuven. And now Levi's two other brothers, Reuven and Shimon, die. So now Yocheved and Chana fall to Levi now in Yibum. Now remember, one of these women, Yocheved, used to be Levi's daughter-in-law, so she's usher forever. Now these two women are not married to the same man. They were married to two different brothers, so they're not saras like we had in previous Mishnayos. They're falling to Yibum at the same time. That seems to be an unfortunate coincidence here. But now Levi, since Yocheved is ushered him because she's his kala, so Leah's sister, Chana is the one discussed in the Mishnah. She's the achosa, the sister of the erva, shehi yivimta. She's also one of the ones that he has to do yibum with. So to her, he can do chalitza or yibum. Because in this case, it's not achos zukukaso. Yes, she has a sister. And we said before that when there are two sisters and I'm zakuk to each of them, I can't do yibum to any of them. Like midrabanan, because it's like I'm sort of marrying two sisters. But here it's not, because he's really not connected to the other sister Yocheved, because Yocheved is his daughter-in-law. That's why he can do Yibum or Chalitza to Chana. And hopefully I'll have a picture below.